This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley business owners and community leaders are preparing for the 32nd annual Chippewa Valley Rally event this month. Each year, Chambers of Commerce officials from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee organize teams to travel to Madison and meet with state lawmakers. Scott Rogers is the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and explained the goal of the annual event.
The Chippewa Valley Rally is a trip to Madison to talk about economic issues with our lawmakers and other policymakers that's been put on now for 32 years by the Chambers of Commerce in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Eau Claire. And what we do is we bring about 100 to 120 business and community leaders to Madison, visit with legislative offices, and talk about the economic issues in state government that affect the economy in our area.
Rogers also highlighted some pending legislation that would specifically address issues facing the Chippewa Valley, like healthcare access and a shortage of affordable housing.
One of the unusual things about this year is even though the legislature is getting close to adjournment, there are a lot of bills in a few key areas that are still pending, including several that would help improve housing supply and affordability, some bills that relate to EMS services and making hospital beds available.
The Chippewa Valley Rally will take place on Thursday, February 19th. Local residents interested in attending can register online with a $99 fee until Wednesday or a $110 fee after Wednesday. For an additional $35 fee, they can also take a round-trip charter bus to Madison and back for the one-day event. Residents who decide to stay in Madison can also get a discounted hotel rate if they reserve by February 8th. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights, rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated the rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. A recent report from the American Lung Association found that Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. According to organization data, tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. High school students in Wisconsin also use tobacco at a higher rate than the national average. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. The state did receive a B grade in the final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Colfax Public Library officials say an anonymous donation has gotten them significantly closer to their fundraising goal for a new elevator. The anonymous donor agreed to match up to $40,000 of fundraising over the last year, during which time the library exceeded that goal and raised about $43,000. The library is hoping to raise a total of $300,000 for the elevator and apply for a community development block grant to cover the remaining cost. So far, they've raised a little less than $250,000. The Chippewa County Board has approved the creation of a new committee aimed at improving emergency medical services in the area. EMS services have been under incredible strain since the closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital nearly 2 years ago, with the next nearest hospital 20 minutes away in Eau Claire. The additional travel time has led to longer response times for ambulances, as well as more wear and tear on equipment. The new committee met for the first time on Thursday and plans to provide the full county board with a report and their recommendations in August. Eau Claire Police Department officials say they responded to a swatting incident at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the fraudulent emergency call came in at around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. They responded to Governor's Hall, secured the area, and spoke with the students who had been the victims of the swatting call. Authorities determined that nobody had been hurt and there was no active threat at the campus, but will continue to investigate the incident. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking the public to help with an ongoing study on the black bear population. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey seeks to track the reproduction and overall population of black bears in the state to help inform future policy decisions. Residents can help by reporting any black bear dens they see while out and about to the DNR, especially during this time of year when cubs are being born. If you see a den, you should keep a safe distance, mark your coordinates, and take a picture if possible. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliott Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots. What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and calm today with a high in the upper teens to near 20 this afternoon, and then temperatures will begin to drop a bit during the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around or either side of zero for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.